Assembling stages of AMT 105 tester. The following parts are used to assemble the AMT 105 relay tester. Four wires with four 2-pin female phonics connectors. Four wires with 4-pin female phonics connectors. Current connectors. Voltage connectors. Robin cables. Neutrik board. Back panel. Front panel. Switching module. Complete side of switching module. Incomplete side of switching module. Amplifier module. Complete side of amplifier module. Incomplete side of amplifier module. Case. To assemble the device, you must first install the back panel on the case. Stand the case in front of you in a way that the power socket is on your right side. Connect one of the earth wires to the power socket and the other one to the earth socket. Placing the amplifier module in the case. The amplifier module is placed into the case where the racks are less spaced. Position of amplifier module inside the case. The complete side of the amplifier goes to the case wall. The edges of the module should be placed inside the four racks. Connecting the socket of fan to the amplifier module. Insert the module up to 5 cm to the end of the case. Then take the fan wire from the back of the spacer and connect the socket to the amplifier. Then push the module to the bottom of the case. Note, make sure that the fan wire is not under any modules or inside the fan. Make sure that the fan wire is not under any modules or inside the fan. Position of amplifier module inside the case. The incomplete side of the switching module should be on the side of the case's wall, so that the Ethernet, USB, RS-232, Wi-Fi and GPS ports are downward and placed in the rear panel. Connecting the socket of fan to the switching module. Insert the module up to 5 cm to the end of the case. Then take the fan wire from the back of the spacer and connect the socket to the switching module. Finally, push the module to the bottom of the case. Complete fitting of the switching module. By shaking the GPS port, the switching module must be fully placed at the bottom of the case. Ethernet and USB socket must be 1 to 2 mm away from the back of the case. In case ports are stuck, shaking them allows them to come out from the back panel. Make sure that the fan wire is not under any modules or inside the fan. Installing the front panel. Before installing the front panel, check that the varnished wire connected to the back panel is completely straight. Connecting the input power cable. Connect the two heads of wires that come from the back panel to the zero side of the power switch on the panel. The guards must face onwards so that they can be easily opened. Connecting four 2-pin phonics connectors. First, connect 2-pin female phonics connectors to the incomplete board of the switching modules. Connect the other side to the switching modules. Connecting a 4-pin phonics connector. Connect one side of the corresponding power cord to one key and connect the phonics side to the incomplete switching switchboard. Connecting the phonics connectors of the front panel. First, on the left side, connect the corresponding phonics to the amplifier. You should first connect the two 16-pin phonics and then connect the two 5-pin phonics. Then install the appropriate phonics to the right side of the amplifier. Connecting the Neutrik board. First, turn the device in a way that its socket is to your left and the Neutrik board is placed between the amplifier phonics so that its socket is to your right. The socket connects to the complete board of the amplifier. Complete installing of the front panel. The holder is placed halfway on the 6-pin Phoenix voltage connectors, connecting the voltage 6-pin Phoenix on which the holder is placed to the switching and put the holder in place. 2-pin female Phoenix connectors with shorter wires should be connected to the upper pin male Phoenix connectors. 3-pin female Phoenix connectors with short wires should be connected to the lower 3-pin male Phoenix connectors. Before placing the Phoenixes on the amplifier, place the corresponding holders on Phoenixes. Connecting the current connectors to the incomplete side of switching. First, put a holder on the 8-pin current Phoenix and connect the internal 8-pin Phoenix to the incomplete switching board. Connect the 4-pin blue longer Phoenix holder to the second male Phoenix from the bottom. Connect the 4-pin blue shorter Phoenix holder to the first male Phoenix from the bottom. Put a holder on the 4-pin current Phoenix and connect it to the incomplete switching board. Connect the 4-pin black male Phoenix to the first male Phoenix from the top. Put an 8-pin Phoenix current and connect it to the 8-pin male Phoenix of the incomplete switching board. Connect the 4-pin female Phoenix with longer red wire holder to the second male Phoenix from the top. Connect the 4-pin female Phoenix with a shorter red wire holder to the third male Phoenix from the top. Then assemble all current voltage wires with a cable tie wrap. Closing a 16cm 25x2 ribbon cable. This ribbon cable connects the entire side of the switching range to the full range of the amplifier. Install a short-legged IDC holder on the side of the amplifier module attached to the wall case. Connect the holder from one side to the IDC and connect it to the IDC by using a screwdriver or one forceps. Connecting a 15cm 2x10 ribbon cable. Connect the incomplete cable to the incomplete side of the switching module. Installation of two amplifier holders and two switching holders on the middle rails of the case. Holders must be placed on the rails and the two slots embedded on them should be placed on the module and the original board. Each holder is closed and tightened by two screws 16.5x2 soaked in a special screw along with a ribbon gasket on the holder and middle rails. Placing the micro holder. Place the micro holder on the middle rail on the one side, and its two pins must be placed on the lower rails of the case on the other side. Placing the amplifier holder and new trick board. This holder is connected to the body of the case from one side using bolts, nuts, and 8x4 flat washers. The slots embedded on this holder on the other side are connected to the amplifier and the new trick board. The Nutrik board on this holder is fastened by a special glued 8x3 knot to a bolt and a spring washer. Installing the holder of the module board and main switching. This holder is connected to the wall of the case on one side and connected to the body of the case using bolts, screw washers, and 8x4 flat. The other side is connected to the module and main switching. Installation of 10x2 IDC holders of 2x2 15cm ribbon cable. Place the 2x10 holder on a ribbon cable and push it slightly towards the IDC. Connecting the earth wires. The two connected wires to the case must be connected to the complete switching module and the incomplete side of the amplifier module. Connecting the voltage connectors to the incomplete side of switching. Connect the 6-pin Phoenix voltage cable and the holder to the switching module and put the holder in its place. connecting the current connectors to the complete side of switching. First, connect the 8-pin black Phoenix wire with its holder to the complete switching module. Then connect the 4-pin black Phoenix wire with its holder to the complete switching module. In the end, connect the 8-pin red Phoenix wire with its holder to the complete switching module. Connecting the voltage connectors of the complete side of the amplifier module. The female Phoenix connector with a shorter wire on the holder should be connected to the lower 3-pin male Phoenix connector. The female Phoenix connector with a longer wire on the holder should be connected to the upper 3-pin male Phoenix connector. Connecting the current connectors to the incomplete side of amplifier module. First, connect the 4-pin blue female Phoenix with longer wire on the holder to the second 4-pin male Phoenix connector from the bottom. Connect the 4-pin blue female Phoenix with shorter wire on the holder to the first 4-pin male Phoenix connector from the bottom. Connect the 4-pin black female Phoenix with shorter wire on the holder to the first 4-pin male Phoenix connector from the top. Connect the 4-pin red female Phoenix connector with longer wire on the holder to the second 4-pin male Phoenix connector from the top. Connect the 4-pin red female Phoenix connector with shorter wire on the holder to the third 4-pin male Phoenix connector from the top. Connecting a 3 and 7 cm 25x2 ribbon cable of the front panel. The connector of this cable is approximately in the middle and below the front panel. First, connect the switching side of the switching module, then attach the uncompressed part to the IDC latch on the panel and close the guards. How to connect the IDC flat cable holder to front panel cable? An IDC connected to the switching module, install a high-legged holder IDC and connect it to two sides of the holder base to both sides of the IDC. When connecting the ribbon cable, pay attention to the IDC cable and the grooves on the IDC modules. Closing a 5 cm 25x2 ribbon cable. This flank cable connects the full side of the switching module to the incomplete amplifier module. Installation of two amplifier holder and two switching holders on the middle rails of the case. Holders must be placed on the rails and the two slots embedded on them should be placed on the module and the original board. Each holder is closed and tightened by two screws 16.5x2 soaked in a special screw glue along with a flat washer on the holder and middle rails. Installing the holder of the module board and main switching. This holder is connected to the wall of the case on one side and connected to the body of the case using bolts, screw and flat washers, and an 8x4 flat. The other side is connected to the module and main switching. Placing the amplifier holder and new trick board. This holder is connected to the body of the case from one side using bolts, nuts and 8x4 flat washers. The slots embedded on this holder on the other side are connected to the amplifier and the new trick board. The new trick board on this holder is fastened by a special glued 8x3 knots to a bolt and a spring washer. Turn over the device in a way that the back panel is facing upwards. Fasten two screws on RS232 socket. Fasten an internal tooth lock washer and a golden knot on GPS antenna of the socket. Closing doors. The door with four legs must be installed underneath the device and the legless door is installed on the top. Place the walls in the lower grooves, connecting the earth wires to the doors of the device. On both sides of the case, two long earth wires have been attached to the body. Connect each side to its door, pull the wire a little with a small force to make sure that they are tight and steady. Close the doors completely. Place the doors and install the legs in place. Two star screws must be tightened on each side. You need a star screwdriver to tighten the screws.